dans la nuit. On peut croire nos paradis pour toi et moi. Crois-moi quand je te dis couche-toi, couche-toi.
Hey everybody, Simon Ratner here. Welcome to the podcast edition of The Checkout featuring Banda Magda. It's an ensemble of musicians from all over the world, Japan, Argentina, the United States, and led by one vocalist and accordionist, Magda Giannikou from Greece. Now, most of the band that you're hearing right now met while studying at Berklee College of Music in Boston. And that's where we'll take you today, to Cafe 939's Red Room, where we recorded Banda Magda as they prep for their third release on record, called Tigra, coming out sometime this fall. That's Snarky Puppy's ground-up label for all you Michael League fans. As you'll hear from this live concert, Magda draws inspiration from all over the globe, but maybe her primary influence, I have to say, comes from Brazil. And if you like what you hear, you can catch this infectious samba sound live at Sabrosa in New York City this Saturday, June 10th. And now we bring you our exclusive recording of Banda Magda in the Red Room, beginning with Sabia.
Hello, everybody.
Por favor, tu que tá andando no mundo, não é andar mesmo.
todo mundo do piscio, perguntando per me, tendo coração vazio, vivo acima da piscio, sabia vagar também. A todo mundo do piscio, perguntando per me, tendo coração vazio, vivo acima da piscio, sabia vagar também. Tu que anda pelo mundo, tu que tanto já voa, tu que fala aos passarinhos, alivia a minha dor.
Marcella Walisky on percussion. Justin Stanton, keys and trumpet. Keita Agawa on percussion. Ignacio Hernandez on guitar. And Andres Rotmistrovsky on bass. Magda Giannikou from Greece. Looking on stage, I can only imagine there's a lot of support going on here.
Yes, there is.
From the beginning of time.
That is correct.
To remind everyone, they were all in school together, which is kind of astonishing to me. Now they're world famous and on YouTube and making amazing music together. I understand that there might have been a moment or two where you all grew together in school that you could share with us.
For sure, for sure. We can go around and kind of, I can tell like small stories about how I met all these wonderful people. Short stories. Nacho filmed our first show. He didn't play in it. It was another guitarist, but he filmed it. And he ended up in the band at some point. Keita Mann was a kind of like a mirage of some sort around Berkeley because he was so busy and everybody was telling me, do you know Keita Mann? Keita, because Mann, we added that afterwards. So I was looking for a percussionist, and Marcelo couldn't do it. I knew Marcelo first, yeah. And then everybody was saying, do you know Keita? And I said, I don't know Keita. And you were like a ghost for like 4 months. You were nowhere. You probably...
Everywhere.
Yeah. Nowhere and everywhere. That's Keita Mann. Andres and Marcelo. 1A, room 1A, they were playing and they were so happy on stage. Like they were smiling at each other. Marcelo had a terrible hat and horrible hair. You would think that the hat came with the hair. Really, seriously. It was awful. Oh my God, what were you thinking? And then, but they were so happy and they kind of like, Marcelo was playing the pandero and Andres was actually doing exactly what he's doing right now. And Marcelo, they had like these kicks and these hits and they looked at each other like every time there was a hit, like you looked at Andres. So I was like, these guys are awesome. And then I walked up, you know, how when you were like six and you are in the playground and you want to like, you see some kids and you want to play with them. That's exactly what happened. I went up and I asked them, do you want to be my friends? and they said yes. Justin Stanton, we didn't go to school together, although it feels like it. We met Justin at a show. Bastille Day, yes, it was July. And our bassist couldn't make it. So Snarky Puppy's bassist, Michael League, back then he had time. And I asked him, do you want to play? It was the first festival we ever played. We were just so excited about having a green room. And Michael could do it, so he played the show. And then he told his friends and bandmates to come check out the show. And they came to the show. And I remember seeing them on the audience. And then after the show, we came back my home. And we had like this really nice party and we got to know each other. And that was the beginning of the wonderful friendships. And it's nice to conclude that, you know, we went home to like hang out. And that's basically how this band was created. At home, hanging out, playing songs, you know, having some food, some drinks, Basically, the band is just a moving party. So that's how it came to be.
And the party continues, Banda Magda. We're streaming live on WBGO. Check out jazz.org. Definitely subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher.
We're making a new album. Yes, let's woohoo, because it's hard to make albums. It's hard, right? It's challenging. Because, you know, it's hard. It's, you know. But this album is about that. About not being afraid. Not of making albums only, but of anything. And be courageous. And express yourself and not be afraid of who you are. And be, like, super, like, happy with the way that you sing and the way that you dance and the way that you make your art and the way you make your life. Morena, abres meus braços, vem morena, vem me dançar. Quero ver tu requebrando, quero ver tu requebrar. Quero ver tu remexendo os fôlegos da sanfona, tem que surraiar. Quero ver tu remexendo os fôlegos da sanfona, tem que surraiar. Nesse teu fogado quente, põe o meu do meu pescoço, arrepe corpo da gente, faz o velho ficar moço, é coração de repente, boto sangue em alvoroço. Vem morena, abre meus braços. Vem morena, vem me dançar. Quero ver tu requebrando. Quero ver tu requebrar. Quero ver tu remexendo esse fôlego dessa fona de que surraiar. Quero ver tu remexendo esse fôlego dessa fona de que surraiar. Nesse teu sol zangado e gostoso teu sabor. Pois o teu corpo suado, como esse cheiro de fulô. Tem gosto temperado dos temperos do amor. Morena, pres meus braços. Vem morena, pres meus braços. Vem morena, pres meus braços. Vem morena, pres meus braços.
Are y'all drinking the water? I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I just want to know how a woman from Greece gets involved in divisions and more subdivisions of Brazilian music and Afro-Peruvian music and cumbia. Where does all this come from, Magda?
Well, Simon, you know, when I was young, I grew up in a household with like a lot of music, and I can go on talking about this forever. But I think I'm just curious. I think it's curiosity. I like the world.
And so, when did the accordion come into the picture? And as far as I understand,
That's a good story.
You were the only accordionist at Berklee
good
College
story.
Of Music.
Yeah, I think people can relate. I was a classical pianist coming to Berklee. Which means not much, you know. You know, because if you want to play with like all the jazz cats, it's very hard, you know. It was hard. So one summer I went back to Greece and I saw my grandma's accordion, not this one, a really tiny, like a tiny little accordion. But with a beautiful, beautiful sound. And I brought it back to school, and then, you know, I was the only person that had an accordion, not necessarily that I could play it, but had one. And then everybody was like, oh, that's so cool, I want to put it in my project. And I was like, okay, let's do this. So I started, like, playing three notes in a one, you know, two-track MPNE project. And then another person had, like, for some reason, they wanted to do, like, a sound-alike with, I don't know, some Cajun music. And I had an accordion, so I learned. So I started discovering all these cultures that had accordion music, and it's immense. From Brazil to Louisiana, and then Europe has such a beautiful culture. Greece, the Balkans. So I started loving more and more this amazing, miraculous instrument. Yeah. Yes, that's the story. Was it? I hope it was good enough. Because I pumped it a lot, and now I don't know.
Magda Gianicu, ladies and gentlemen. And Banda Magda, thank you for joining us on this edition of The Checkout.
How's everybody feeling? I love you.
Bouquet de rose, chanson qui parle d'une chose amour. Amour. Tremblement de terre, collier qui porte mon bonheur. Amour, toujours. Amour, t'es là. Amour, je cherche ton chemin. Amour, c'est toi. Amour, pourquoi tu te caches de moi? Eh oh, ah, papa, papa, et au rêve de tes bisous. De mots qui caressent les coups. Amour, amour. Monde à l'envers, qui va apporter mon bonheur? Cherche ton chemin, amour, c'est toi. Amour, je sais pas vraiment. Amour, pourquoi? Amour, pourquoi tu te caches de moi? Oh, ah, papa, papa, eh, oh. Chez moi, donc, je me lève très tôt pour aller au boulot. Ce matin, j'ai l'impression que quelqu'un va répondre à ma question. Amour, t'es là. Amour, je cherche ton chemin. Amour, c'est toi. Amour, je sais pas vraiment. Amour, t'es fou. Je te cherche, t'es où? Amour, pourquoi? Amour, pourquoi tu dégages de moi? Balala papa.
papaya papa parada 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 papaya papa. Je sais pas vraiment. Amour, t'es fou. Amour, je t'ai cherché où? Amour,
Banda Magda, give it up. I'd like to give a special thanks to Steve Nichols, Reggie Lofton, Jin Choi, Berkeley Video Services, Tony Brown and Chad Billman at The Burn, Rob Hayes, Michael Borghita, David Talixson on the music mix. Special thanks to Steve Williams, Amy Niles.
Original music from Banda Magda, a concert we recorded at Berklee College of Music, Cafe 939's Red Room in the winter of 2017. Amortes, a Brazilian song sang in French by the one and only Magda Gianicu, the band leader. And if you like this sound, you like the band, you want to hear more music, probably a preview of what they are releasing in September for their upcoming release on the Ground Up music label. You can see them performing live at Sabrosa in the Meatpacking District in New York City this Saturday, June 10th. I'd like to give a special shout out to our production intern, Molly Fichter, for producing this episode. And if you want to hear more, go to our website at checkoutjazz.org. That's where we archive all of our content and keep tabs on everything we do here on this program by following us on Twitter at checkoutjazz. We have a Facebook page where you can follow us. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rentner. Thanks for checking us out.